We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, live at Browns Camp Berea. It's day 5. It's Browns rookie running back Nick Chubb. Nick, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great, man. It's a beautiful day. Everybody's having fun. How are you having fun so far 1 week in the camp?
Yeah.
Or are you tired?
Nah, it's fun. It's fun. I'm enjoying it.
What's been the biggest difference? We always ask all the rookies. I think it's one of the same questions we always ask. But, you know, you go from college to the pros. There's always something, whether it's the speed of the game, the amount of information that you have to know and learn as you get going here.
Yeah, I mean, all of that, you know, definitely the speed of the game is definitely increased. And, I mean, these guys are big and fast. It's incredible. And, you know, just see how, like, Miles Garrett, how fast he can get up the ball and – a lot of information, and but we have a lot of time too. So you know, you have 4 days just fully dedicated to football, and I don't have class. I don't have other things to do, just football, and I'm able to just soak it all up and enjoy it. Man, that's all I can do for now.
Nick, you know, running back especially is a young man's position. There's no doubt about it. But like other positions, like teams are more willing to wait and see what happens. You know, but with running back, you hit the field, you're expected to be good right away. Is there pressure in that?
Not for the most part. I mean, it's a young man's position because guys come in ready for it.
Yep.
I mean, you're young, you're fresh, and you're ready to go. So I think it'd be like that for a long time.
It seems, Nick, that, you know, especially recently, the running back position, young guys come into the league and are able to adjust and have great success early on. We saw it with Zeke. We've seen it with Fournette. Gurley, I mean, all the top running backs, even Kareem Hunt and Kamara last year. I mean, all the young guys tend to have a lot of success. Do you feel like that bodes well for you here in Cleveland?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I definitely hope so. You know, it's been happening the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Backs hitting the scene and it's taking over. And so, man, I hope that's the case here.
We're talking with Browns rookie running back Nick Chubb. Obviously, it's an experienced group in the room. Carlos Hyde has been in the league now for 5 years. Duke Johnson's been in the league 5 years. He's more of a pass catching running back, but there's a lot of reps to go around, but there's a lot of competition. Do you think about that on a daily basis?
I definitely do, but I mean, it's only making each of us better.
You know,
I have a chance to learn from two great guys who have experience, and I played in so many games, and they know how to be a pro and do things right as a running back and play for, you know, 4 or 5 years. It's like they still have so many more years to go. So I could definitely learn a lot from them on and off the field.
Browns running back Nick Chubb's with us. Nick, you know, you go back to your college days at Georgia, and, you know, you split time with Sony Michel, and you guys did a great job with that. I mean, you guys were a 1-2 punch, and it seems like in the NFL nowadays, I mean, a lot of teams do that. I mean, you have guys that, you know, no one's getting 35 carries a game anymore, right? I mean, those days are gone. So you experience it in college, here in the pros. I mean, you're gonna be splitting some carries with Carlos. Obviously, you're used to it.
Yeah, definitely used to it. You know, I mean, since I've been at Georgia, it's been like that. You know, I played with Todd Gurley too, and Keith Marshall and Sony. Yeah. So I mean, it's nothing new to me. But you know, out of that pack, I mean, we look at the running backs that they produce, this competition and all. So thinking at the end, I mean, it works out for your team.
How do you remain unselfish? You know, as a running back, like you want the carries, you want to score all the touchdowns. Is that tough, or is that, where does that come from for you? Because you've always been that way.
I mean, at the end of the day, when you're winning games, I mean, for a college, it puts you both in a great position.
Sure.
Like me and Sonny had so many yards together. We were very good friends, and we won some games. We both, you know, had so many yards and touchdowns. At the end of the day, we both were top picks in the draft. And so I think for that, just being kind of close and having a friendship bond and not, you know, jealousy or envy, I think that helps a lot.
You mentioned playing with Todd Gurley. Todd had a great rookie year. His second year didn't go as well, a little down. And then last year, he just had an absurdly great year. He was maybe the best running back in the league. What has he said? Have you talked to him about what it's like transitioning to the NFL?
Not really yet, but, you know, that conversation is soon, probably going to come up soon. And I just kind of pick his brain and see how he handled everything and just kind of get to know what to expect.
You know, there was a headline, I think it was yesterday, It was Fournette and it was Gurley. Both had comments on the NFL, and they said that college was harder they said, man, like Fournette after his rookie year was like, this was easy, you know, and I that sort of blew me away because I'm thinking, you know, bigger, stronger, faster, but
add more games
and more games. Yeah. But he said that it was actually easier because college is a grind and, you know, you've got school and you've got all this other stuff to deal with. So maybe the game's changed.
I hope so. right now, I can't tell right now. It's like you're digging a tunnel with no light at the end of the tunnel.
Right now?
Yeah, it's grinding right now. But, I mean, I can kind of see in the future, you know, in their positions where they're not getting touched at all at practice or anything. So,
you feel good physically, healthy, everything good?
Yeah, I feel really good.
Who was your idol growing up? I mean, was it a running back? Was there a running back you looked up to as a kid? Or was it a different position? I don't know. Who was your guy?
I don't know. When I was really young, I used to like to watch Ricky Williams.
Sure.
But I don't think we have any kind of similar running patterns. I just like to watch him run the ball.
Did you know Ricky Williams played minor league baseball?
I did not know that.
He did. Stole a ton of bases.
I don't think I knew that.
He did. 1998, he played for the Batavia Muck Dogs. That's how I know it because I worked there from 99 to 01. But the year before I was there, he played. Good call by him to go to football, though.
Oh, yeah.
In his case.
You know, Nick, you had a serious knee injury in college that, you know, derailed you a little bit, but you bounced back from it, and you came. In fact, you could have left after last season, and you go back to Georgia for one more final year. How do you feel? How's your body? But how's the knee? And you know, where's your mindset? I had to be a lot of adversity to go through.
Yeah, it was definitely tough. You know, just going through all that. You know, just rehab and trying to come back, and people having high expectations for you. Just the stress and all that came with it, but I bounced back well. You know, I just kind of took it upon myself and close friends and family. Mm-hmm. And took all the support they gave me and just went to work. I mean, I had to get back right and get my knee right and get my speed and my body back together. I mean, I did, and now I'm here.
Did you have to change your game at all, or are you just 100% back? Mentally and everything?
I'm back.
You're back.
Mm-hmm. Nick, when you know, it's a young team in general, not a ton of older veterans on this team, but still, it's different between being young and being a rookie. How are the veterans treating you on this team?
They treat me well, you know. Every day they ask me, you know, how am I doing and how am I picking up things, how's my body feeling. You know, every day someone checks on me, an older guy, and tells me how to prepare for the next day.
That's
so
cool.
I have a lot of guys look up to on this team, and I can ask any questions they'll ask. They'll be there for me.
Todd Haley, I know he's been a little frustrated by the drops in the passing game. How's he been with you? What's your relationship with him so far?
Yeah, man, I like Coach Haley a lot. I mean, from his past resume, as a running back, you know, he has so many great guys, and he's known to run the ball. So I think we have great chemistry for now.
How's Baker been to you?
He's been good.
Did you have a relationship with him at all throughout college? You know, a lot of times you guys will run to each other, you know, on the banquet circuit and things like that. Did you know him at all before you got to Cleveland?
Nah, I never knew him.
Never knew him.
Is it good chemistry with the rookies in general here?
Yeah, it is. We all get along well.
What do you do for fun off the field? I know you said it's a grind right now. Maybe you're not doing much besides football probably, but when you do have free time, what do you like to do?
Sleep. Sleep and hang out. Nothing else. No time.
Nick,
get back right for next day.
Nick, we appreciate the time, man. Yeah, thanks for
joining us. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Nick.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.